Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Jim.
Good evening.
Good evening, Jim.
I just wanted to ring in and say thank you very much for the bag. It's arrived.
Hey, now remind me, you won the bag. Which of our fab competitions did you win?
I won the one where you had to follow yourself, Kath, Balcony Shirts, and retweet the competition tweet.
Beautiful.
And then got picked with the word umbongo coming out of Catherine's lips.
And you picked, and you won one of these bags.
One of the bags, yeah.
Good bags,
fantastic,
aren't they?
It is, it's good, yeah. You can fit loads in it. I was surprised how big it was, actually.
Yeah. Congratulations.
To show my gratitude. I haven't been able to come in since I won because I've been on early shifts, but they're done now, so.
Can I just say, we've got an excellent tlna.co.uk for things like T-shirts in the bags and stuff like that. IanLee.com for things like the membership cards. We're going to send the membership cards out on Monday. Also, if you've ordered a poster, I'm really, really sorry. I haven't got the white plastic things to go on the end of the tube.
So we can put it in the tube. Full
so we've got the posters are all signed and they're addressed and they're ready to go. And hopefully this weekend I'm going to get the plastic things. So I'm really sorry. I know some of you waited a couple of weeks for those. But we've got a new product out that is out on tlna.co.uk. It is, and thank you to Simon, it's this as a T-shirt, minus share. Share is not in it. But it is this as a T-shirt. Is 15 quid and all profits, so any profit that me and Catherine would make and any profit that Balcony Shirts would make, I think it works out about £7.50. That covers postage. The rest of it covers postage and making and stuff. All the profit goes to Samaritans. So it looks really, really cool. And I've posted a link on Twitter. And so thank you, Simon, who designed it. No one would buy his drawings, and now it's on sale on a website.
People can be wearing them.
Yeah, so thank you, Simon, for letting us use it. Thank you, Scott, for making it up. It looks brilliant. If someone could post the link so I can, I'll show that. There we go. Thank you, Matty. And I'll show a picture. Let me just show the picture of it now, because it does look absolute. Look at this, man. It looks wicked. Let me get it on here. Scott's done such a great job. Simon did a great job in designing it. Where is screen?
It took him hours, though.
Look at that. Look at that, man. Isn't that great? I love it. We're going to get Scott send us some. So all profits from that T-shirt, works at about £7.50 a pop, are going to go to the Samaritans, who we are big fans of. I just think it looks absolutely brilliant. I love that. It's my
Mark
favourite.
Vandal 18 is right. It is like a photograph. It's uncanny.
I love it so much. I just keep looking at that picture, so thank you, Simon. Anything else, Jim?
I'm glad to hear the membership cards are coming out. Me and my wife, Jenna, have ordered a couple of those, so that's good to hear.
We're going to do those on Monday. Come round early Monday, and we're going to set. We'll post those on Tuesday. So we'll sign it and get it all done and laminate, and they'll go out on Tuesday. Also, one day next week, right? Get this, Jim. We're going to do the show 9 till 12. It gets a little bit easier from next week to do lock-ins to go over the 12 o'clock thing, and we are going to. At midnight, we're going to stop taking phone calls and stuff. Or maybe we'll carry on taking phone calls, actually. And we're going to play Fall Guys. Because me and Kath and my youngest and her youngest been playing Fall Guys all day. So suffice to say, me and Catherine, absolutely awful at it.
Well, I don't know. I practiced quite a bit afterwards and I got better. At first, I just couldn't get anywhere near the end. But now, I think I qualified 4 times out of about 10 times.
I only
times,
qualified
yeah.
once. Yeah, and my youngest, obviously, when he was playing you, Catherine and my youngest were playing, and he would qualify quite often. And,
he's like,
and,
where is she?
And then he'd go, Kath would die, and he'd go, right, Kath, watch me. Spectate me now. And she's like, well, yeah, okay.
I did, I got some good tips.
So we're going to, one night next week, Jim, so everyone, I think you can have cross-play on it, PC, and we're going to be playing it on the PC anyway. One night next week, maybe even Monday night, we'll have to chat. We're going to probably stick around for another hour or so and have a bit of Fall Guys. You are all invited in to come and play with us, and we'll just have a right old laugh. And we'll stream it, and it's not cross-play yet. Okay, so we're going to be playing it on the PC on Monday, straight after the show. We'll keep the stream going. You can all watch it, and if you want to come and pile in, you can come and pile in, and that will be fun.
Awesome.
Nice one, Jim. Thank you for the support, mate.
Have a good one.
Cheers. Tatty bye. Tatty bye. 0203 286 6370. I believe this is advert break number 2 of this hour. I am remembering to do...
Ooh.
That wasn't me.
I just moved and both of my feet are sitting on the wheels.
I don't know what that means.
Well, look, I'm on like a sort of...
You've got a long dress, so I can't see... Ooh, hi chihuahuas.
But that's where my feet are, but I just got to move forwards.
Okay, that's a ghost. Oh, and I heard that. Hello, what's James.
Well? Hello, how are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you,
thanks for starting
James.
That rousing chorus for Barry earlier on. It was very much appreciated.
You're very, very welcome. I'm a little bit perturbed by what did that fella had to do to win all of that bag full of prizes?
Well, it's not full of anything. This is just my bag.
Oh, it's just the bag.
This is just my bag that when we had it stood up to weigh it down, I put in some monkey's books. So he doesn't win a bag full of prizes, although that's not a bad thing.
A bad thing, but I remember, and I don't know how many of the people on the chat will remember this, but I won a prize of you.
Yeah.
And I had to physically go and get it. And I won a trainer and 15 pence.
Oh, flipping it. This was a great competition I did.
Yes.
Was it just called Find the Trainer?
No, it's called Shoeing Box.
Shoeing Box, there we go. And can you tell... Yeah.
What did that constitute?
Can you tell Catherine how that worked? Because this is before I knew her.
That worked with Ian leaving clues as to where he'd left a shoebox.
Right.
Somewhere in London.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you'd left a shoebox anywhere outside in that time, it would have been exploded by the Metropolitan Police.
Yeah, yeah.
So there was only one place it could be.
Yep.
And I turned up and I claimed it.
Told me about that.
It was the reception of the radio station I was working at
the
time.
You lazy git.
Yeah, very.
Exactly right.
Very. Have you still got the shoe?
I do. I had to give the trainer back. I think that belonged to your former producer.
Oh, did it?
I was allowed to keep the 15 pence.
You're very welcome. What did you spend on?
Well, I didn't actually, because I was worried I would financially benefit from the persuasionists in some way. So
well, someone had to.
Yeah, so I sort of out of just moral duty, I gave it away.
Out of respect for good comedy, you could not touch that tainted cash. You know, I understand. I totally understand. Yes,
that was the way it was. I just wanted to quickly call because after winning that.
Yes,
I came to see you in the Camden Ed when you were playing with Boom Hour X.
Oh, flipping heck, as a band.
It was a long time ago.
Yes, man.
And I turned up on my own and you, bless you, you took a good hour out, I reckon, 45 minutes to an hour to just stand and have a chat to me.
Well, there you go.
That was it.
There you go.
That was it. And I'm under no illusion that we're mates. And but you were really generous and really kind with your time. And we stood there and we had a chat for a long time.
Yep.
And that was it. I didn't walk away thinking, oh, Ian's a mate of mine, because we're not, you know, that's...
We
that's
made beautiful love after that, though, didn't we? You're forgetting that part of the story. Beautiful love, and it was
in your
beautiful.
Memory. In my memory, it took me a long time to get over that, and frankly, a lot of money in therapy. But...
Okay, I loved it. Well, listen, James, thank you. That's very. I remember that very well, and it was I was in a band, and people would come and see us, you know, and
yeah,
of course
it,
I'm going to talk to them because it was a really weird thing to come and see. I appreciated it. Thank you, man.
No worries, mate. And listen, yeah, if people phone up and they think that by virtue of having a chat to you that they end up being your mate, then more for them, really.
I've got loads of people in the chat saying you look like James Blunt. I can't see it. Have you had that before, though?
I'm one of those people that's difficult to say who they look like, but I have seen a photo of who was that fella in Coronation Street? He had the curtains, and he subsequently put... No, not Curly Watts.
Okay, all right.
No, who's the fella? Adam Richmond.
Oh, Adam Rickett.
Yeah, Rickett. And he did an interview in the Mirror the other week, and apparently that he's let himself go a bit, and that looks a bit like me. But apart from that, yeah.
He's married to a reporter on GMB, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he so?
Yeah, he is so.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, bless him. He looks like he's if he looks anything like me, he looks like he's been fished out the Thames.
No, he's a very handsome man.
He's a good looking guy. You're a good looking guy. I'm a good looking guy.
You.
We're all good looking guys. James, nice to talk to you, mate. Thank you.
Have a good one.
See you later. Bye
bye. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. You can Skype. That was a great picture.
Those horse of yore, yeah.
Yeah, a great picture.
We should get her on.
Oh, let's get her on, definitely. Definitely.
She was fab, wasn't she?
Yeah. We'll write these
if
names.
If you're on Twitter, horse of yore, she's brilliant.
I'll ask Dennis to come on as well, Dennis Le Courier,
if
he's up for it. I don't know how he's feeling at the moment. Let's mention some of these subs. Thank you, Herb. Thank you, Gucci Tooch. Thank you, Paul99. Harry B for gifting a sub. Adam H177. Broccoli Dan. Dan, he's in the United States of America. Mzalot has gifted subs. Coin Gary has gifted a sub. Vim Fuego's resubscribed.
Thank you.
Barry, I could really do with having my spirits kept up with a Keep Your Spirits Up special. You've missed Barry. Hello, Emma.
Hello. Yay! I'm here to
add... Oh, stop talking. Flipping it. Whoa. What was that?
What was that?
That was loud. I'm going to turn this up very carefully.
Well, that woke anyone up who was drifting off.
Flipping it. Sorry, Emma. For some reason, you are, as they say in the business, you're coming through hot.
Should I whisper?
No.
Will that help?
I think I've got our volume. Everyone's gone.
Is everyone okay?
Nelly says, rest in peace, earphone wearers. Thanks, I'm deaf now, as friends rush.
Sorry.
Wow, it's not your fault. I don't know. Because you're a professional. Everyone else is using a crap phone.
I'm using a phone as well, but I don't know. Anyway.
Put her face near the wall.
Okay. She knows how to use it. She's a professional broadcaster and producer. That's why.
What's going on, Emma Caution?
I'm just here to add some more positivity and say hello, and that's about it. And make your show better and be best friends. That's what I'm here for.
Now you're breaking up. We noticed this on the radio, but it would quite often take months, sometimes years, for that sense of entitlement we refer to it as to develop. On Twitch. And I wonder if it's because it's visual. I wonder if it's because it's Twitch. It's been 2 weeks that has kind of built up.
Yeah, I don't know. That is weird. Well, is it?
Go on.
People are enjoying the show, and they feel like they're part of it, and they like you too. And if you tell them to F off, then maybe that's sad. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It is weird because in the chat, people were sort of like trolling and being arseholes occasionally. Most of the people were fine, but like, yeah, then occasionally the people get banned. You've had a few, because I've listened to all the podcasts and stuff, and you've had a few people saying, oh, I can't believe I got banned. I only did this. I only did that. And you go... Well, Andy, well, you weren't a band. We don't. We're not just handing out bands for this. Anyway, people are very quick to try and argue their case, but there's no case to be argued.
I wonder whether the culture of Twitch is such that people think that it's, you know, Bantasaurus Rexville, and they're not used to people being a bit more careful about the sort of environment they create in the chats. I don't know. Maybe it's that.
And there is an issue with misogyny and homophobia in particular on Twitch. They have issues with it. You know, it's kind of a known thing. I don't know what they're doing to combat that. I'm sure they're doing something. It's just really satisfying brushing my beard like this. Yeah, you know, we're gonna keep this as friendly as we can.
Everyone's complaining we're too quiet. What's going on with this?
No. Now people, I've got it absolutely spot on now. Yes, you can hear us. You can hear us. We are on maximum volume. Sounds fine.
Okay. Am I too loud or should I keep whispering?
You buggered up the system.
I think I have. The spookiness. I moved Kath's chair and I sent the ghosts, and now I've corrupted your sound stuff.
I'm going to cut you off.
There we go.
That was a loud call. Yeah, that was a loud call from Emma. We used to work with Emma.
She's never normally that loud.
When we're doing the radio. 100 bits, thank you. Not a spaceship. Way too quiet. Can I show you... I was reminded of a video. I'm wearing a Beach Boys T-shirt. I love the Beach Boys. And the narrative of the Beach Boys, as it has, you are quiet. We can't be quiet. We're on maximum.
Did you turn it down when she...
Yeah, but then I put it back
up. No, I'm talking about the listener, the viewer.
But the thing is, we are on... we're on loud. I mean, it's not going into the red now for some reason. No, I've muted it. Sounds fine. Anyway, the narrative of the Beach Boys is... Dat Harry guy, turn your freaking... Right, time out Dat Harry guy, because he's trolling us. He's trolling us. The narrative of the Beach Boys is, right, that Brian Wilson is a genius and Mike Love is an a-hole, right? And I don't buy that narrative.
Well, it's similar to the Paul McCartney... in the Beatles being the one that was spoiling everyone's fun.
Yeah.
I think, actually, when you're in a band with people you've grown up with and drugs get involved, someone's got to be the unpopular one who says, right, are we doing this or not? Who's going to take this seriously? Who's going to organise it? I suspect that's what's gone on there.
Right. But, so the narrative doesn't really hold true. But.
Okay.
But there are examples... where it can be, you can say, oh, Mike Love is an idiot, right? So I'm gonna play it. This is from, I think, well, not all of it, because it goes on for a while. 1988, right? And the Beach Boys are inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's this really silly, meaningless, nonsensical thing that, hang on, Pats wants to come in. Hello, Pats. Come on, darling, quick. Quick, we're busy. Thank you, baby.
Scott Balcony is saying, are you saying that Mike was the talent?
I'm saying Mike was a poet, yeah. I'm saying that it was Mike that conjured up all the wonderful images of surfing and the beaches. And
the wonderful images he conjured up when we went to see them last time. Quite 80s images of girls in...
All right.
Swimwear.
No. And that's the thing. Yeah, okay, of course, California girls and stuff like that. All right, it's dated and it's sexist and, you know, it's
But
it's
they
lousy.
Were boys when they were talking about those girls. No. They're not anymore.
Okay, hang on a second. Hang on. All right, Warmth of the Sun. Now, did he... Because you've got to be careful because... all right, here we go. The Warmth of the Sun lyrics, right? This was written as... was written when they found out that John F. Kennedy had been shot, right? So they wrote this. What good is the dawn that grows into day, the sunset at night, or living this way? They're kids.
Yeah.
And they're singing about angst. right? I've got the warmth of the sun within me at night. The love of my life, she left me one day. I cried when she said, I don't feel the same way. I don't feel the same way. That's a mature line. That is a grown-up line. I'll dream of her arms, and though they're not real, just like she's still there, the way that I feel. My love's like the warmth of the sun, it won't ever die. That is stunning, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is stunning. It's a little bit cardio. It's a little bit... But that is written by some kids.
It's no Lucy Speed, You're All I Need, is it?
I cried when she said, I don't feel the same way.
Yeah.
Flipping heck!
Hey, mate, you don't have to convince me.
That is a mature line. That is a mature line. Right, OK, so this is them at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, right? About 1988. This is great. This is great. This is great. This is great. Elton John presents them. Elton John presents the award, right? Look at Mike Love.
He's doing full Mike Loving.
Now, what we found out afterwards is Mike Love had been fasting for 8 days before this.
Okay.
Okay? And Brian's supposed to be the crazy one.
Thank you, Elton, for that wonderful induction.
So that's Brian Wilson. Brian's glasses. Brian's got like granddad glasses.
27
on.
Years ago, Sid over a summer glasses. Weekend in 1961, my cousin Mike Love and I got a bright idea. We were going to write a song. My parents were going away and they left us some money for food. As soon as they split, we went to the music shop and rented some music equipment.
His glasses.
By Sunday night, when my folks came home, we were very hungry and we had written a tune called Surfing.
Look at those glasses, man. I want to see it. Can we get a front shot?
Who could have known then that 27 years and 52 albums later, we would be standing before you receiving this very great honor? We're very proud and very grateful. I only wish that my younger brother Dennis could be here at our side tonight. We miss him very much.
He's a giant. He's a giant.
I also started my day by listening to records by all of you.
Here we go. That's right. Now we're going to skip forward a bit because it's not Brian's speech that we're interested in, right? Here comes Carl. But poor Carl, he's dead now. Listen to his lovely Carl.
I've been asked to say a few words on behalf of our beloved Dennis, who's gone, and this would have thrilled him beyond belief. And so, from Dennis Wilson, I thank you.
Sweet, straight to the point. Ladies and gentlemen,
you heard
my love.
From cousin Brian, the reason why we started making music and the reason that keeps us going, and it sounds corny, but you can hear it in the harmonies, those of you who are musicians, and the reason why people like the Beach Boys.
He's about to diss the Rolling Stones and Muhammad Ali.
Is because we love harmony. We love music and we love harmony. And we love all people, too.
Okay. Does he love it? I mean, this is creepy already, right? This is intense. The other Beach Boys have disappeared. This is intense. I love this.
When I went to school, high school, my cousin Brian and I would jump over the fence, ditch class. We'd go surfing. Now, we couldn't surf very good, but it was a whole lifestyle thing. We would listen to the music, the R&B music of the time. And some of our favorite records were the doo-wop type of deals, and there you go again with harmony. And I think it's wonderful to be here tonight, but I also think it's sad.
He's about to diss the Beatles.
That there are other people who aren't here tonight, and those are the people who have passed away. Those are the obvious ones. But the other not-so-obvious ones are people like Paul McCartney, who couldn't be here tonight because he's in a lawsuit with Ringo and Yoko.
Oh, what a
he's nodding like
someone's stupid puppy says, is that the Tiger King? I can't.
That's what he sent a telegram to some high-priced attorney in this room, you know? Now that's a bummer, because we're talking about harmony, right, in the world. If we can't get it together in America and in England in harmony within our groups, I mean, believe it. You can believe it. The Beach Boys have their own interstices.
There's Ringo puffing away on a fag.
Or whatever you call it, squabbles. But that's a bummer when Ms. Ross can't make it, you know?
It's like
he's furious, isn't he? He feels personally slighted. Yeah. They've not come to his party.
This is like Ricky Gervais hosting the Golden Globes.
The Beach Boys continue to do about, we did about 180 performances last year. I'd like to see the mop tops match that.
Look at that, look at the look in the eye! Oh, he's challenging the Beatles!
Put your wanger away, please, Mike Love.
There's Julian Lennon looking, look how embarrassed Julian looks, look. He's having a fag.
I'd like to see Mick Jagger get out on his stage and do I Get it's Around versus Jumpin' Jack Flash any day now. Now, a lot of people are going to go out of this room tonight thinking that Mike Love is crazy. Well, they've been saying that for years.
And isn't this the weirdest thing?
What's really on your mind, Mike?
Nothing new about that.
Elton John has a great line at the end of this, by the way.
Is it? Are you okay?
What I'm talking about is forget this room. The United States is 6% of the population in the world. That's why I came here tonight with Muhammad Ali.
He's going to diss Muhammad Ali, guys.
Don't do that.
Muhammad, salam alaikum. I didn't hear you say alaikum salam.
Flip-a-neck.
Alaikum salam, he said it.
There's a dark vibe, isn't there?
Look at those dead eyes. Those cold, dead eyes.
Okay, I don't care what anybody in this room thinks. You know when they were talking about this guy with the guitar? Arlo's father? Woody Guthrie, yeah. Well, I knew that because my father used to sing some of those songs. And my mother, the Wilson, Emily Wilson, I'm first cousin with Brian, Carl, and the late Dennis, the surfer of the group. When they first came to California, they were Kansas Dust Bowl Swedes, all right? Swedish people who didn't have enough money to rent or buy a house. They lived in tents on the beach in Huntington Beach, California when they first came out, all right? And now we're sitting in this room with all this glitterati of the glissando.
Glitterati and glissando.
Right, here's the thing. Great. There are people in the chat going, oh, he's obviously had a line before he's gone in. It wasn't druggy, really, was he?
No, probably wouldn't.
All 6% of us. And we're hassling, we're fighting interstitial squabbles, messing around. What did he say?
Interstine?
I think he means internecine.
What does that mean?
Within an organisation.
Okay, okay. Oh, sorry. We're nearly at the end.
Dust Bowl Sweet came out. All right? And now we're sitting in this room with all this glitterati of the glissando. All 6% of us. And we're hassling, we're fighting interstitial squabbles, messing around. What I want to see is this whole room recognize that there is one earth here.
Okay.
That's where we're taking it.
This is it. We're in the home straight now, guys.
And I want us to do something fantastic with all this talent and all this wonderful spirit and soul. And I'd like to see some people kick out the jams, and I challenge the boss to get up on stage and jam.
Why does that sound like a threat rather than an invitation?
I want to see Billy Joel, see if he can still tickle ivories. Let me see. I know Mick Jagger won't be here tonight. He's going to have to stay in England, but I'd like to see us in the Coliseum and him Wembley Stadium because he's always been chicken shit to get on stage with the Beach Boys.
Here we go. I think Elton John's line comes up here.
Thank fuck he didn't mention me.
There we go. Let's go.
God save the Queen. I love him so much.
Isn't that some clip, though? It is so uncomfortable. Where else on radio, on Twitch, on telly, are you going to feel uncomfortable because there is an air of tension, right? When it's not people going, oh, that's a great point, thank you so much, or I disagree with your point. Actual confrontation, right, where it could go either way. Love it. And people going, oh, it's ruined the show. No. That is the show. The show is us having a laugh. The show is me and Kath having a laugh. The show is me and Kath sometimes falling out a bit. The show is us trying to entertain you. The show is sometimes it failing to entertain you. The show is sometimes you calling in and having a pop at one of us. That is the show.
Do you know what we can promise you, though? We won't make it up.
No.
You know, the internet and the media in general is full of people making up, you know, disagreements just to try to grab your attention, because niceness doesn't work.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, thank you for downloading the Late Night Alternative with me, Catherine Boyle, and him.
Thank you very much indeed. We want to thank our sponsors. Thank you to Somers Waste Solutions. They have national coverage. They can help companies any size, big and small. They can reduce your carbon footprint, make your company greener, and probably save you money. Want to find out more? Go to SomersWasteSolutions.com. Who else we got?
Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors.
Big up Gregorian!
They cut out the he said, she said. They take a unique joint legal and psychological approach to family law, and they help as many mums as they do dads.
GELaw.co.uk. And finally, for now, Poseidon Safety Management. They're on Facebook.com/PoseidonSafety and Twitter.com/PoseidonSafe. Note the difference. They're making Devil and Cornwall better. They have local patrols by local people.
You said devil.
Did I say devil?
Yeah.
There's a Freudian slip. I meant Devon. On with the show. Oh, by the way, if you want to sponsor us, send us an email to latenightalternative@gmail.com. Oh 203 286 6370. Ollie is in the house. Well done, Ollie. Welcome back. Ollie's been ill with the COVID. So I hope you don't mind me saying that. I don't think I've broken any confidence. He's been poorly for months. And that's one of the things about the COVID is some people, you get it, you don't know you've had it. Some people get it and they're fine in a couple of weeks. Some people obviously pass away. Some people have it for months and months and months. It affects your breathing. And a new side effect, hair coming out.
I've heard this.
Hair coming out. Oh, well.
I was listening to LBC earlier on.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Who was the one that was on before Ian Dale?
Sheila Fogarty.
No.
Pass the Parcel with Andrew Castle.
It was a fella.
Insane in the Ian Payne.
No, I can't remember who it was.
Okay. All the ones I got.
It was that nice Eddie Mayer.
Oh, Eddie Mayer, yes.
Yeah, so Eddie Mayer was talking to people who'd had it, and he was talking about the long-term effects of COVID. And some of them, there was this guy that came on, and his speech was really kind of slow, and he said that he's not getting back up to scratch at all. Mm. His pancreas has been damaged. You know, his internal organs are suffering. Vitamin D goes right down, apparently, as well.
Yeah.
Thing is, he's a vet, so he said he'd been self-treating and he'd given himself blood tests afterwards, so he knew just how badly he'd been.
You know, cats have had it, and dogs have had it.
Blimey.
My hair's quite big, isn't it?
Well, you say it like it's a bad thing.
Can I like it smaller? Can I do...
Oh, no.
Can I?
No, that's getting... No.
Can I do it? Because I don't agree with him. I look like a pretty bad baldy. I look like that... Who was that character? Not the Rabsy Nesbitt character. He's another character,
didn't
he? He
was called Baldy Man, wasn't he?
I look like Baldy Man. A baldy man.
Well, hey, look, it's good to experiment with new looks. You look like Cumbo. Hello, Sloop.
Am I live?
You're live.
Oh, my God. Howdy to both of you. It's good talking to you on Twitch TV. I've got to get used to this, man.
It's very strange hearing that voice coming out of an actual person.
I'm actually watching Ian comb his hair. That's madness. Looking sexy, boyo.
Thanks, man.
Looking
I'm
hot.
I'm more than just, you know, meat.
And hair.
I know, man. Listen, I did have a reason I wanted to call in, actually. I wanted some advice.
Oh, go on.
Right. At the moment, we're considering getting a new pet. Okay? Now, there are others that want a dog, but I really want a cat. But there's a couple of things that are kind of stopping me at the moment. I want to know how you two deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But do you know this guy, Jackson Galaxy?
Yes.
The cat father or something?
Yeah, so it's good. We watch his show.
So I've been watching that and I've been looking at the rescue sites and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
What's the thing about cutting their nails?
I don't cut mine.
Why would you do it? The only time ever cut a cat's nails was Velvet when she was too old to scratch them. She didn't go out and walk on concrete. And she didn't scratch them to shorten them. So I had to do it because they were digging into her.
House cats are a different thing. If they're going outside and they're getting hard ground, then it's
You don't cut a house cat's nails.
The Americans do. That's what's confusing him because of Jackson Galaxy.
You don't do it.
My friend here does it. But he said it takes two of them and they pretty much have to swap the cat.
It's really stressful. You don't do it. If you've got cat scratches or sofas, then that will do it.
I don't think the vets in this country will do it either.
No. And certainly don't put those little pods on their nails that you can buy, like little thimbles. Don't do that. That's horrendous.
What's the thing about bathing them as well that they were talking about, which they look terribly distressed? Oh, God, I've said the wrong thing here.
No.
I need a lot more research.
I had to bathe George once because he's fluffy and he was twice, actually, and he shat himself.
Yeah.
And he was, that's it. But no, they bathe themselves. They're cats.
Fair enough. Well, the only thing is I live near a railway track, so I have to kind of consider that as well.
I've got a railway track in my back garden.
I have the Jubilee line literally on the other side of my fence. I mean, how close are we talking?
Literally in my back garden. It's my back garden.
Well, not literally in your back garden.
All right, it's the other side of the fence. One of my cats didn't come home last night, and when a cat doesn't come home, I have to climb up and walk along the train track looking for their body. And so far, it's not. But they're fine because they know, and it terrifies me and it worries me, but they know.
But how do you make the decision if it's a house cat or an outdoor cat? Because I look at the sites, it says they'll need a cat flap and some of them don't. I mean, do you decide that or is it predetermined? I mean,
from when they're... I can't talk anymore, Catherine, because I'm so offended by this.
I need to do more research, don't I?
I think you do. Listen, I think if you're getting a rescue, it will depend on how old they are and what they're used to.
Yeah, because we were talking about maybe buying a kitten, but then I saw that documentary on Vice, you know, the one about what's going on in Australia at the moment. And I felt really sad watching that.
Do you know that? No.
Australia's having to cull sort of like loads of cats and they've put money into it. It's on Vice and they're now paying people to go and basically kill these cats.
Fun holiday. But I got my two, Patty and George, I got them as kittens and they're rescue cats.
All right.
So I'm you can get all of it. How do you decide whether it's an indoor cat or not? It's whether you've got a soul or not. Cats are meant to go outside. You can restrict when they go out. I don't let my cats go out at night time. I lock the cat flap.
Yeah, but if you let them have their own free will, how do you make that decision? I mean, surely the cat comes back, or is it down to feeding time? What's
feeding time? The cats always come around about an hour back before feeding time.
There is a school of thought that the longer you keep them in, the closer they'll stay to the house.
Yep.
So if so for example, I didn't let Willow out until after she'd been spayed and everything, right?
Yeah, of course. You have to. You have to keep them in after that. And she was in for maybe what, 4 months, 5 months?
She was in for about that, and she was already quite old when I got. Well, she was a kitten, but she was 14, 15 weeks already.
And had been litter trained already.
She was, I mean, she was done,
They litter train them within days.
She was great, and she even sort of wipes her hands. But
you can train them to use a real toilet.
You can, but it's a lot of fashion.
you really can.
Have a look on YouTube, people really do amazing things. Willow will do high fives, but she won't wipe her own bum. But she goes in the back garden and doesn't go any further than that, Willow. But she's lazy. It depends on the cat. They've all got their personalities. You can't really train a cat beyond, you know, coming to you when they're hungry.
Do I need to research breed as well? With the greatest respect, Kath, I'm going to take it easy how I say this, but I have a family member who works in a house where there's a British blue short hair. Uh-huh. And apparently everyone else is in their way. I mean, their
world. Oh, she's very arrogant, Willow. That's part of the charm.
She is, right. You're putting a human personality on a cat, right?
Yep.
British blues are not lap cats. They will not sit on your knee unless they want to, right? And she prefers not to. She'll sit next to me. She likes to be around us. Whenever we're doing something, she's always there. They were the inspiration for the Cheshire Cat. So she'll be around, you know, kind of this presence in the house. But she doesn't necessarily want cuddles and stuff until she does. And then she'll throw herself at your feet and roll over like a dog and you can tickle her tummy. But it's up to her. Whereas he's got, for example, my sister's got a ragdoll. Those cats, typically, and again, they vary personality-wise from cat to cat, they're like puppies. They'll run to you. They'll want to sit on your lap. They want to be...
You know, all that sort of...
So it very much depends breed-wise. If you want a cat that is... My cat is totally chill around the kids. She doesn't mind being picked up by my daughter. She'll be picked up by me, but she lets you know when enough is enough. But she's not scratchy or anything like that. She's just not bothered about cuddles.
The question of the sex in terms of boy or girl, because I've heard people give me advice on the down, like, don't go for a boy. They're a bit random. Go for a female cat.
I've heard people say the opposite. I've heard people saying that boys are more affectionate. But it depends on the cat. You can't guarantee it.
Depends on the cat. But I got a boy. I haven't had a boy since I was a kid, and I got one of mine. He's a boy, and he's an idiot.
Right.
Toby was my little one that died when I was 11, and I got George now, and he's very affectionate. Patty, where are you?
Patty is a right little.
Is that Patty or is that George wanting to come in? Everyone's asleep. Pat.
I heard someone.
Patty cries if she can't find me, and I have to call for her. Cats are wicked. Get cats. They are the best thing. Don't get dogs, although I've been thinking about getting a puppy. And they are just a joy, and let your cats run free, and they are wonderful, and they're the best thing that you could ever have. Get more than one, and you can get rescue cats that are kittens if you're patient.
But get the right one. Go and meet them, see where they come from, and see if they like you.
No.
They choose you, actually.
Listen, I'll do some more research and I will call again. My God, I've just seen myself. I need to lose some weight, man.
It's COVID, man. COVID. It's the lockdown. The lockdown love handles, buddy. We're all there.
Hopefully when I call you, I'll have lost a few pounds, all right?
All right. Nice
one, man. Keep going. You guys are killing it on Twitch, man.
Thank you, Sloop. Thank you. Yes, he was watching the wrestling in the background. And good
he loves wrestling.
For him. Cats are the best. I love them. I did think Lucky disappeared last night, and I did think, oh, here we go. And I went next door
I did say it was a kiss of death calling her Lucky.
That's the boy's name. It came up that I went next door and saw Betty, and she checked the garages, and I checked the sheds. I checked the other neighbours. I was putting my shoes on to go and walk along the train line, and she just wandered in. In fact, I don't think she's back tonight. I'm sure she... Oh, I know she's going to another house.
Someone's giving her double dinners.
Yeah. Ian and Catherine are quiet. We're not going into the red as much as we should be, and I wonder why... Oh, I know why.
Try.
No, that's not going into the red either. I wonder why. Where are we on the mixer? It's up to 100. Can that go any more? That doesn't go any more. It's down. It doesn't do anything. I wonder why. I can't help you guys. We normally go into the red. And I don't know why we're not going into the red, because everything here is maxed up to the maximum. If I put a little bit of the old... There we go. You see, you've got to be careful, because we're just kind of on there. I don't really know. I don't really know. Louder would be good. Well, I can't do it.
But then other people are saying it sounds fine.
Screw you guys. Put your louderness up, your highness, your royal highnesses. My hair looks like a wig tonight. You fiddled with the echo at the start of the show. No, that's just that. That's just that.
That's not fiddling with the echo. That's using the echo.
Did you get to watch any of Laurel Canyon yet? No, lots of talky action in it. Actually, I'm reading some liner notes for a Peter Talk album we're putting out. I wonder if the press release has been launched. I think there's a press release coming out about my newest project. Here's my thinking, right, about my record label. I think I might be done with it. Has the press release been released yet? Because I can't say what's going on until it is.
I saw a little tease for the finest project yet.
Oh, we've got an amazing project coming out on the record label, and it's it is going to be amazing. I don't think it's been teased yet. Has Dolenz tweeted it? Oh, I've given it away. Who it involves? There we go. Okay, fine. Hey, Pat. Hello, Patty.
Where is she?
She's somewhere. She's around somewhere. Anyway, there'll be an announcement.
There she is. Hello, darling. What's the matter? I think there's a moth or something she's after.
Poor little thing. Poor little pudding. So I'm doing this record label. I may be coming to an end of that. I've not really had much to do with it for a while because I've not been very well in the head. And I just feel like my work there is done. Mm. Get this one out because this is going to be a killer. I just feel that Glenn, who I would do it with, has been doing it. He's been carrying it all for quite a long time. And my input is certainly not required. And I don't think I'm necessarily contributing much to this great project we've got coming out.
Don't you think that you carry quite a lot of affection in the Monkees fandom? And
yeah,
that helps.
He's doing all the legwork.
Yeah, but you're the face man.
I'm the face man. I don't know. We will see. 0203-286-6370 is the phone number. I'm not carrying on until we get a phone call.
Flies.
Evening, Lee.
Hello, Lee.
Hello.
There he is.
My sister-in-law works in casualty, and she told me that someone came in with a can of Heineken stuck up there behind. And while they were trying to extract it, they accidentally pulled the ring pull. That's it, really.
Gosh.
Okay.
I can believe that happened.
But that was a joke, right? Because it was ring.
Oh.
Wasn't it?
No, I bet it isn't.
Let's call him back. Was that a joke because of ring?
No, it's not a joke. It's a true story. She just told me about an hour ago.
And that happened tonight?
What did they call that? No. Torpedo?
Yeah, someone is asking, stupid is asking, did she chug it?
Well, no, of course not.
It would be clean.
Not really.
Well, the beer would be clean.
Yeah, but it's coming out of the...
It'd be warm, though, wouldn't it? Body temperature.
Yeah. Hmm. Also, she's drinking... It would be drinking on duty.
Got more stories, but she's embarrassed, I've told you.
Dave says correctly, surely if someone had a beer can up their butt with the ring pull outside, anus side...
Yeah, we said that. It should have gone up way down.
No, but of course you should pull it, because then the booze comes out, and then you can clench your buttocks and squeeze it, and that would make it easier to extract, wouldn't it?
Well, the story as told to me was, yeah, like, personally, I'd have gone the other way around, but the story as told to me, like, whatever tool they used to extract just got caught on the ring pull.
Yeah.
And this is a joke about rings.
No, it's not a joke. There's other stories as well. That was just the most recent one.
I had a nurse friend who had to extract a light bulb.
Buzz Lightyear, I heard, just a minute ago as well. Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, don't name them. Don't name him. Please don't name anybody. Sorry. That's not fair. Don't name anybody. That's
what,
unfair.
Buzz Lightyear, a toy?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Oh, I thought you meant he had Buzz Lightyear. Buzz Lightyear happened to him.
I think we just found out where Beyond is.
Right. Okay.
Let's get his suit off first.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. All right.
Gosh.
Thank you.
We really don't pay your sister enough.
Thank you. Thank you. What a world. What a world where you think... You look at something and you go, I think I could. Shall I? I'm going to give it a go.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.